All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, there was a very good fight last night that took place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, as you had undefeated welterweights Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia getting it on, and I think it was a very interesting bout. I figured that it would come down to the split decision. I thought that Danny Garcia would get the slight edge. It was a toss-up going into this contest, and that's what it was for the majority of the fight. And Keith Thurman emerged victorious as he got two cards to Danny Garcia's one. Now, Judge John McKay had it 116 to 112 in favor of Thurman, while Kevin Morgan scored it 115 to 113 in favor of Garcia. And finally, Joseph Pasquale scored it 115 to 113 in favor of Thurman. I gave Thurman the first three rounds. I gave Garcia the next three. There were a few rounds in the fight that were a toss-up. Going into the 11th round, I felt that Thurman was winning the fight at that point, and he gave away the last two rounds as he was basically running from Garcia for the most part, and that cost him, in my mind, a more convincing victory, because Garcia won those last two rounds to make the fight much closer. Hands down, Thurman was the better fighter last night, and he was also the most skilled fighter that Danny Garcia has faced to this point. Now, remember, Garcia did have two questionable victories on his resume. You go back a few years ago when he went down to Puerto Rico and fought Mauricio Herrera, and it was a situation a lot of us felt that Herrera actually beat Garcia, but Garcia got the decision on that one. And then if you go back recently at the Barclays Center, Garcia had a fight against Lamont Peterson, and there were people out there that felt that Peterson beat Garcia that night. That was not the case last night, as Keith Thurman was clearly the better fighter. He used a strong blend of aggressiveness, speed, and power to counter a lot of the things that Danny Garcia did. Garcia fought with plenty of heart last night, but Thurman was simply the better fighter. Now, looking ahead for both of these tremendous pugilists, I think that the career is still bright for Garcia, and of course we know that is the case for Thurman, as he is still undefeated. I think at some point you are going to see a rematch between Thurman and Garcia. It's not going to happen right away, because I think Thurman more than likely will face the winner of the Errol Spence Kell Brook fight that will take place this spring, and then they will look to unify more of the belts at the welterweight division. You're talking about Thurman, who is now the WBA and WBC welterweight champion, while Kell Brook is currently possessing the IBF welterweight championship. I think for Danny Garcia, he's going to take a step back right now, probably have one or two tune-up fights before he gets back into the ring with some of the top contenders at the welterweight division. But if anybody thinks Danny Garcia is ready to go away, I doubt it, because this guy has a lot of speed, he has a lot of power, and he has a lot of moxie in that ring. It's just the fact that he faced a better fighter in Thurman last night, but the future is still bright for both of these guys at the welterweight division. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming free agency period in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.